بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة، ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة، أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent everything, every living thing in this world to leave the world. Nothing and nobody came to remain. We are in this transitory abode. People are born every day. People pass on every day. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has a purpose. There are many people, unfortunately, many people currently in the world and in the past who came and went, who spent their lives wondering, thinking, pondering, what is the purpose of my existence? Figuring out some other motive for existence, living under some misconception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with hidayat and guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us what is the purpose of your existence. In Surah Mulk, which we are encouraged to recite every night, in the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. High and exalted is that being in whose control is the kingdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He is capable of everything. Allah is in full control. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Then Allah mentions the system and cycle of life and death. The one who created this, the one who created the system of mawta wal hayat, death and life. Allah mentions death first also. The cycle of life and death Allah created. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that He may test you, who among you is best in actions? Who among you is ahsan, is best in his actions? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this dunya for this primary purpose, respected friends and elders. In Surah Kahf, which we are encouraged to recite every Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ard. Whatever is on earth, whatever is on earth, we have placed it on earth, zinatan laha, as an adornment, as a decoration for the earth, to make it look nice and attractive. But what's the real purpose for a person to compete and to vie and outdo each other in acquiring the zina of the dunya, the makeup of the world? No. زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So we can test them, who among them are best again in a'mal, in actions. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Not who is ahsan and better in his outer appearance. Not who is ahsan in the car he drives. Ahsan in the bank balance that he has. And who can outdo the next person in his property portfolio. Or whatever else. No, respected friends and elders, whoever he may be, wherever he may be, his value in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through ihsan, doing good. Ahsanu amala. We find repeated exhortation in Quran and Hadith to this primary purpose of our existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many verses of Quran exhorts us, commands us, encourages us to adopt this quality of ihsan, doing good. In many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find the same. Ihsan is defined in the Arabic language in two ways. It has two meanings. One is ahsanta shay idha atqantahu. You did good, you did ihsan when you did something meticulously. When you carried out an action to the best of your ability, that's one meaning of ihsan. And this is one meaning that is encouraged in Sharia as well, that is wanted of us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Jibreel alayhi salam, mal ihsan, what is ihsan? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "An ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarah." When you worship Allah, it must be to you as if you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a good job won't that employee do when he knows his boss is watching him? He can see his boss in front of him. This is one meaning of ihsan, that to carry out every act of ibadah, whether it be salah, zakah, fasting, hajj and umrah, tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, every act of ibadah to carry out to the best of our ability, as if we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can't reach that stage of mukashafa, then the next stage is of al-muraqabah, where فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهْ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكْ. At least have this in your mind that Allah is watching me. A man who has this perception, then won't he carry out that action to the best of his ability? This is one meaning of ihsan in Shariat as well. Another meaning of ihsan in the Arabic language, and which is also encouraged in Sharia, أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَىٰ فُلَانْ إِذَا أَوْصَلْتَ إِلَيْهِ خَيْرًا أَوْ إِذَا أَوْصَلْتَ إِلَيْهِ النَّفْعَ. When you pass on good or benefit to the next person, then you have done ihsan, you have done good. And this is also one meaning of the word ihsan in our Shariat. In these ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to have ihsan. In the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one meaning is this, that way that good expands to those around you. It extends to the people you interact with. Ihsan is to do good to those around you as well. And this is actually what I would like to focus on today, respected friends and elders. That to become an asset in society, to become valuable, we get value in the eyes of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by doing ihsan in both forms, by worshipping Allah in the best possible manner, and by being an asset to the people around us, by being of value to the society that we live in. You know, it used to be said as a joke that this person passed away in the town. Man passed away, the entire town cried for him. Everybody in the community was crying. They were in tears because he owed them all money. It used to be a joke, but today it's becoming a reality, respected friends and elders. No, when we leave this dunya, people should cry sensing our loss. Sensing that this man was a man of value, not in the figures of his assets. No, value through his akhlaq, through his character. He was a source of benefit to the people around him. Respected friends and elders, when a true believer, a person who lives his life like Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expect of him, when he leaves this dunya, then not only his fellow bondsmen, not only insan miss him, and they sense the loss of his value, but rather the other makhluq and other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also miss him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Fir'aun and his people. Fir'aun was a kafir, a disbeliever, and he ventured to the position of claiming that he is ana rabbukumul a'la, I am your rabb. Na'udhu billah. When he died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after they were drowned, fama bakat alayhim as-sama'u wal ard. The sky, not the earth, neither the sky nor the earth cried over them. This shows that when some people die, the sky and the earth do cry. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, a famous mufassir, mentions narrations from some sahaba radiallahu anhum, like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas and Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhum, that a believer, when he leaves the dunya, then that spot of earth on which he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on which he would carry out the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that spot of earth cries for him. It misses him. It senses his loss. Sometimes we playfully joke with a musalli, some person who is a very punctual musalli, but he gets sick and is unable to attend the masjid for a few days, few weeks sometimes. Then the people visit him to give him, you know, to give him hope, etc. To cheer him up, they say, you know what, the musallas are crying for you. We say it in jest, but it's a reality. The Sahaba mentioned that every person on earth has got two doors in the sky. One door through which his a'mal go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. The good deeds and deeds go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other door from which his rizq, sustenance, and whatever Allah has allotted for him comes down. When a believer dies and he passes away, then there's no more good deeds of his going through that door. There's no more rizq of his coming down the other door. That portion of the sky cries over his loss. This is a man of true value, respected friends and elders. The things around him that seem lifeless also value him. This is how we get value in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By being obedient to Allah to the best of our ability, and to be an asset to those around us, to be of value to those around us. The ayat in Quran, Allah mentions, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّذِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When it comes to speaking, tell my bondsmen, they should say that which is ahsan, most good. The same quality of ihsan. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When you are arguing, also Allah says, respond in a ahsan manner, a better manner. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ. When you are greeted, then reply and respond أحسن in a better manner. The same quality of ihsan and doing good and being good is repeated over and over again. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And do ihsan to your parents. Quran has been referred to as اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Quran is أحسن. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Insan is created also in أحسن, in the best of forms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions in many verses as well the rewards. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Do good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. This love for the muhsinun is repeated in many verses. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Etc. In many verses. Some verses mention inna rahmat Allah, the mercy of Allah, qareebun min al muhsinin. Again, those who are doing ihsan, those who are doing good, Allah's mercy is close to them. Huda wa bushra lil muhsinin. Quran is a means of guidance and glad tidings for the muhsinun, those who do good. Wa sanazidu al muhsinin. We shall increase the lot of the muhsinin. Ma ala al muhsinin min sabil. There is no way harm can come to the muhsineen, those who are doing ihsan and good. Like this, respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts in many, many verses. Exhortation and then promise of the reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah's ma'iyyat, Allah is with, Allah's assistance is with those who have taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That those who are doing ihsan, those who are doing good, those who are fulfilling both their duties, the duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their duty to those around them. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Those who do ihsan and do good, for them Allah says they will get al-husna, the best reward. The best reward that Allah has prepared, and that is Jannah. وَزِيَادَةً. And even better than that, even more than that. And that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they will attain. وَلَا يَرْهَقُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَتَرُ وَلَا ذِلَّةِ. They will not be humiliated on the day of Qiyamah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the people of Jannah. Those who do ihsan and those who do good, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain therein forever. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, exhortation upon exhortation, encouragement upon encouragement, command upon command, that adopt this quality of ihsan. This is the encapsulation of our entire deen. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, the most encapsulating verse of Quran, the most comprehensive verse of Quran, أَجْمَعُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, is what we hear many a times in the Friday khutbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. This verse has got three commandments and three prohibitions. From the three, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah commands you to be fair and just. وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and to adopt this quality of ihsan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, like I said, Quran mentions this is the purpose of our existence. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test who is ahsan and best in his action, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. The best of all of the people, the best of all of those that came and left the world, the best of all of those that came and earned something and made a life, the best of all who came and tried in whichever sphere they tried, no matter who he may be, irrespective of the color of his skin and his financial standing, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ, who had a long life, وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ, and he had حُسْنُ الْعَمَلُ, he had good deeds. This quality of ihsan again was in his life. That's the best of people. When it comes to our neighbors, أَحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِكَ, comes to your daughters, مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَى بَنَاتِهِ, comes to parents, as I mentioned, ihsan to the parents. أَحْسِنْ خُلُقَ, يَا مُعَاذ, أَحْسِنْ خُلُقَكَ لِلنَّاسِ, O مُعَاذ, have ihsan in your character also. أحسن خلقك. The dua, when we look into the mirror, اللهم أحسنت خلقي. Oh Allah, You did ihsan in my form, in my creation, my outer features. You created me in the most beautiful manner. فَأَحْسِنْ خُلُقِي Oh Allah, let this quality of ihsan be found in my character as well. Beautify my character. Many, many hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages this quality of ihsan. In fact, to sum it all, respected friends and elders, the hadith in Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has prescribed that ihsan be found in everything. Irrespective of who you are interacting with, Muslim and even non-Muslim. Insan or hayawan. The quality of ihsan and to be kind is there for everyone. وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ When you are killing your prey, when you are hunting, do that also with the quality of ihsan. Do it nicely. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَةَ And when you are slaughtering also do it like that with the quality of ihsan. بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who dedicate themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who follow the command of Allah, have ikhlas in their actions, Mufassirun explain. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ and he's got this quality of ihsan in him. To summarize it all, respected friends and elders, to become a muhsin is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, because of us living in a society that we find ourselves in now, in a capitalist country and world, in a place where nothing is done for free, nothing is done without some matlab, without some ulterior motive, respected friends and elders, we don't realize sometimes. Sometimes we don't realize how selfish we become. This quality of ihsan demands we become selfless. But the society we find ourselves in makes us selfish to an extent. And as I said, in many cases, unknowingly. Just to give you one example which we can apply in every other sphere of our life, of how we become so selfish that we are driving on the road and you stop on the side, respected friends, and Allah, there's some person selling some items, selling some goods. Sometimes it's some fruit or vegetable from their own garden. Sometimes it may be some craft, art and craft that they put together. Something that they worked and mustered up and are now trying to earn a livelihood. These are people, lower than them are beggars. You won't find a seller poorer than this kind of a seller. Because this seller can't afford a wholesale or a warehouse. He can't afford the rent for a shop. He can't even afford the rent for a stall in some market or flea market. He can't afford even a tent above his head when he's standing in the sun. Lower than them are beggars, respected friends and elders. And then we ask him, what are you selling? And he gives us the price. For example, it's 20 rand. The very next response of ours is, make it cheap. Give me 2 for 30 rand. Respected friends and elders, let us think to ourselves. Evaluate yourself as you are there in front of this person. What's your worth? Your car, minimum, average, 50 to 100,000 times many more for many. The clothing you are wearing, sometimes one pants, a couple of thousand rands. The spectacles or sunglasses, a couple of thousand rands. The watch on your wrist, a couple of thousand rands. Your phone, 5 to 10,000 rands. The cash in your wallet and the plastic in your wallet. What you are worth only as you are standing there. Not your savings everywhere else. Not your other portfolios. What you are worth as you stand there in front of this person. That man may have to work his entire life. Man or woman. May have to work their entire lives. And they may end up consuming that amount. Not saving up and being worth that amount like you are worth. And here we are bargaining with them. And subhanallah. We haven't taken a lesson. On many occasions, they are the ones who budge. They are the ones who give in. We were supposed to be the ones who were supposed to pay them and pay them extra. But they are the ones who give in to that. They take pity on us, imagine. They give us sadaqah. And we feel nice about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us different, respected friends and elders. Zin warjah is the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pay and pay extra. Pay the full amount and pay extra. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repaid one Bedouin like this, he paid him extra that dua that came out. O faithani, O fallahu lak. You paid me in full, may Allah give you in full as well. That's how it works, respected friends and elders. Al jaza'u min jins al amal. Allah will treat us like we treat others. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu mentioned, and in fact, before we come there, this was what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That pay and pay full. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu's incident is famous. When he wanted to purchase a horse, his slave went, found the horse, brought the seller, he agreed the price also, 300 silver coins, 300 dirhams. When Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu anhu sees the horse, he says, you know what, you want 300, but I think this horse is worth more. Will you accept 400? That person accepted, yes, why not? Then again he says, will you accept 500? I think it's worth more. And in this manner he kept on adding to the price by 100 each time. And instead of paying 300, what he could have paid 300 for, he ends up paying 800, respected friends and elders. Today it's the other way around, what's being sold for 800, we want to get for 300. And then Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu anhu says, that this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This is what he asked me to do, wa nushi li kulli muslim, for me to be a well-wisher. I must wish well for the next man. If I'm seeing him selling this at a loss, then I don't want that for myself. How can I tolerate him doing it? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was in the market, a fellow sahabi with him, something was being sold for 30. The sahabi offers that seller, he says, I want to purchase it, but I'll pay you 40. So Sayyidina Anas is telling him that he's happy with 30, why are you paying 40? Then he says, I'll pay you 50. And then he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, لا يؤمن أحدكم, your iman is not complete, حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Meaning if I was going to sell that item, I would have wanted to fetch a price of 50 for it. He was selling it at 30. I can't tolerate that for him, for his sake. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was a cloth merchant. A person came to sell some fabric to him for 100 coins. The same thing. He says, هو خير من ذلك. It's worth more than this. Will you take 200? That person agreed. Then again he says, no, هو خير من ذلك. It's worth more. Take 300. And then he says, هو خير من ذلك. It's worth more. 400. In fact, you can fetch more than 400. وَأَنَا أَخُوذُهُ بِأَرْبَعِ مِيَةٍ. But I'll pay 400 if you agree. Four times the price, respected friends and elders. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if we had these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. How much of khair and good would have spread around? How much of an asset we would have become to those around us? Instead of exploitation, respected friends and elders. Instead of this selfishness, as I mentioned, in many cases unknowingly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that, and he taught us more as well. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I sold my camel to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I delivered the camel, he paid me, he told Sayyidina Bilal to pay. And he told Bilal, pay and pay extra. So Bilal radiallahu anhu gave me extra as well. As I was leaving, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me back, Jabir radiallahu anhu says. And as Jabir says, I feared that maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his mind. But I didn't want that he must return that camel to me. That would be a bad omen. The Nabi of Allah took and rejected it. So he says, when I come back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, O Jabir, the camel is yours and the money is yours also. Take your camel back and keep the money. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. To understand this fully, put it in perspective. Jabir radiallahu anhu's father, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Haram radiallahu anhu, passed away in the battle of Uhud. He left behind a lot of debts that he owed to the Jews of Medina, as well as six daughters. And he, the night before his shahada, his martyrdom, he bequeaths to his son that, O Jabir, after I am gone, then make sure you pay my debts and look after your sisters. He had the debts of his father to settle. He had the overheads of, his overheads were high, the expenses of his sisters. He was newly married, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whose home, respected friends and elders, there was faqr and faqa, poverty. No cooked food for months on end. One moon and another moon, three moons they would see with no cooked food in the house. Such poverty. But he is showing us. He is showing us how you can assist and how you can empower those in need. A man like that who is suffering, who has got high expenses, this is how you empower him. Now imagine, when we stop now on the side of the road, and we purchase that item without bargaining, we pay the full price and we give some extra as well. What joy won't that put on in their hearts, respected friends and elders? Let's try the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, once in a while, even if it may be once in your life, see the satisfaction you will experience yourself. Where you purchase that, pay the full price. Pay a little more also. Take the item into your car and then call the person back and return it and tell them, keep both. Keep the money also and keep the item also. See the effect it would have on them. and the effect it will have in your life by practicing on the sublime sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and elders, da'wat to the people around us, inviting the non-Muslims around us to Islam is our responsibility. Many of our senior akabir ulama, many of our elders that came 20, 30, 40 years ago, we hear our elders sharing their advices that it's easy for you in this country to acquire Jannah. So many of the indigenous you have, their lives are so simple, their lifestyle is so close to Islam. Invite them, give them da'wah to Islam, you earn your Jannah. Imagine if we had these akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This quality of ihsan, of being an asset to those around us. Imagine if we treated them well, how much closer they would have been, how much better off we would have been. The biggest challenge in the dunya today for any Muslim is Islamophobia. We would have had no Islamophobia, no xenophobia. Some of them are working for us for 5 years, 10 years, some 20 and 30 years. 20 and 30 years, respected friends and elders. When they close their eyes, what's awaiting them? Their lives came out in our kitchens. Their lives came out cleaning our bathrooms and toilets, respected friends and elders. Their days and nights were in our gardens and cleaning our cars and yards. And after that, yes, we pay them a wage. But we also need them. If they were not there, then we would have had to do all of these chores ourselves. The least we can do is give them the da'wah of Islam. It costs you nothing, respected friends and elders. But as we said, and as we say, actions speak louder than words. Let us develop this good quality of ihsan, of interacting in a good manner with those around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Those who have been blessed with ni'mats and bounties from Allah. You don't have to be a millionaire to make amal on these sunnahs. The Nabi of Allah was not a millionaire. You don't have to be a rich man, respected friends and elders. In whichever way Allah has empowered you, empower those, share that with those around you. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. In this verse of Quran, Allah mentions a few duties that a person has. When Allah has bestowed him with good, one of those duties is وَأَحْسِنْ, do good to others. Share that with others. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Like Allah did ihsan to you. So to recap, respected friends and elders, the purpose of our existence was الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah created the system of life and death. Allah sends people in this dunya to leave this dunya. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test who of you is ahsan in his action. Who got this quality of ihsan? Who outdoes the other in this? A Muslim every morning when he wakes up, this is supposed to be his motto. How can I increase my ihsan? I want to live long, yes. But I want my ihsan to increase. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. Wherever we may be, it may be sometimes as a seller in the shop and we find some elderly person or some person who we can see it's difficult for him. Sometimes they don't have that extra rand or two. Sometimes they may have it, but we can see the difficult situation they are in. Overlook that, respected friend and elder. This is part of that ihsan. It may be sometimes the rent, the tenant can't pay full. Overlook that now and then. It's not going to harm you, respected friends and elders. It may be, you may be some kind of a consultant in the medical field, engineering field, architecture, law, whatever it may be. You have a set fee, yes. But that's not a command. That's not faraz that you have to make sure you charge every person and paint everyone with the same brush and sweep everywhere with the same broom. There may be a person who can't afford it. Alhamdulillah, there are many such people in our society, alhamdulillah, who realize this. But let us extend this. Sometimes, alhamdulillah, we find people who at no cost will offer their service for example, a masjid, a madrasa, a alim, which is very, very rewarding, inshallah. Let us extend that to other general laymen as well. Sometimes it may even be a kafir, respected friends and elders. But that action, that mark you may leave on his heart will do much more than that fee you're going to take from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of understanding the primary purpose of our existence. Allah give us tawfiq of adopting ihsan, this quality of ihsan. And as I mentioned, in a nutshell, ihsan is to adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives, in ibadat, acts of worship, and in our social interaction. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.